Hello friends, thanks for joining me today and sharing your presence. This is Yuum, and I help sensitive souls be free from anxiety, repressed emotions, stress, and overthinking through emotional decluttering and spiritual healing. Today, we are focusing on getting to the root, diving into why we feel so tense, so tight in our shoulders and our facial muscles, and feel constantly nervous and anxious. I've recently shared in my Instagram about how every time I felt burnt out and exhausted, overly stressed, it all started with a sense of urgency. This impulsive need, a drivenness to engage in some kind of hyperactivity, to fix a problem, to seek a solution, and to overwork myself. And I've noticed that the sense of urgency is predominantly fixed in the chest area. So I feel the sensation of tightness, of constriction at the center of my body. And because it was so uncomfortable, nobody wants to live with so much tension and tightness around the chest or the shoulder area, I felt this need to escape it, to bring about some kind of solution so I can hopefully get rid of it. And at that time, what I came up with, what sounded like the best remedy, was to pursue the path of fixing myself, my life, and getting better at work, making more money, becoming more successful, entering into the best relationship, and overall, trying so hard to perfect myself, to overwork myself to the point of exhaustion, so that ultimately I can escape the fearful constrictions of my body and the nervous tremblings of my anxiety and deep insecurity that manifested as the physical symptoms of this discomfort. The urge that I felt initially was nothing but a fearful urge of fight or flight from the emotionalized thought that I wasn't doing enough right now, that I needed to put myself out there to compete, to run, to pursue, and to claim and take possession of the things that I assumed that I severely lacked. In essence, the muscle constriction, the tension was there because I was in this endless survival mode of needing to defend myself and protect the vulnerability, the frailty of myself, including my weaknesses, my helplessness, and the perceived state of victimhood. When I pieced all of this together and had a better understanding by going through emotional decluttering and getting into David R. Hawkins' work, I just had the sudden realization that I'm just a fearful rabbit. In fact, a very nervous and timid rabbit that at the sight of any threat, which is most of the times an illusory conjuring of the mind, such as the belief in my vulnerability and lack of self-worth, that I would run in desperation, that I would fall trembling in my knees, trying to escape and run away desperately. Just realizing what a simpleton I have been in my primitive brain function, of not being able to evolve or mature from the ancient mechanisms, I just had this deep, deep empathy for my human weaknesses in the remnants of the animal part of myself, which is often referred to as the lizard brain or the underdeveloped ego aspect of ourselves that tend to be fear-driven and anxiety-driven and is always in this fight or flight mode. So I had this deeper understanding, a compassionate way of looking at the rabbit, Yuam, who often was so busy trying to run away. What profoundly changed after this reflection and great surrendering, a moment of just letting go and consenting and welcoming the insecurity and the vulnerabilities of my shared humanness, the biggest difference was my reaction to occasional nervousness and tightness that still visited me and continued to be present even now. I became more patient to actually sit with the tension because I understood that it was just another fear, and I was able to be with the sensations in their fullness without trying to immediately reach some kind of resolution and to facilitate an invasive maneuver of running away again. The big takeaway for me was that I cannot escape my humanness. The flaws and the imperfections are always going to be present because I'm not some kind of robot. I'm just another living being in this sentient form. So there is no urgency to try to escape this reality. What is possible is to surrender to the totality of who I am now, instead of fixating on the lacks, the flaws, and the defectiveness. The belief systems, the conditioning, the social pressure, the cultural influences, all of that combined suggests through the internal urges that I have to work out harder, that I have to lose weight or gain weight, that I need to eat healthy, I need to do this, I need to work harder, that I need to do this and that to be worthy. I dismiss all of that. I reclaim the intrinsic capacity to discern truth from falsehood and let the falsehood, the illusions, be of no significance, and just allowing them to be present but not to act upon it or to be preoccupied with such belief system, a limited belief system through regurgitated thoughts and impulsive reactiveness to it. So it's kind of like I know that the fearful rabbit Yuam is still inside, but I choose to stay put in tenacious persistence to welcome the tightness, the constrictions, the fear, all of that in neutral acceptance and not indulgence. There's a big difference that I felt in my journey, a sense of lightheartedness that came forward when I stopped indulging and just kind of observe and be indiscriminately aware of this presence. For a practical approach, the way to actually practice this in everyday life, what I did was, whenever I felt the nervousness and tension, I affirmed the word welcome. I kept saying, I welcome this tension. I welcome this tightness of the shoulder. I welcome this exhaustion. I welcome my fears about not making the deadline. I welcome my anxiety about not being good enough. I welcome and consent to all of this. And I do these affirmations throughout the day, and also invite the welcoming prayer by Father Thomas Keating, who taught me about centering prayer and the contemplative life as well. And I'd love to recommend his book, actually, the book titled Open Mind, Open Heart, for anyone who's curious. I hope that this was useful in some way to help you begin your journey of healing and letting go and decluttering. And feel free, if you wish, to join me for my free training on how to transform sensitivity and be free from anxiety. Sign up by following the link in the show notes. You can also visit my website, yumson.com. Follow me on Instagram and YouTube for specific techniques on how I transformed my 10 years of chronic anxiety. I hope that you also join me there, and I'll talk to you again soon.